Having thus stated that speaking in tongues does not bring any benefit, and having further refuted this statement by blaming the Jews, he suggests that it instead causes harm. Why was it given then? It was given to be expressed with interpretation, for without this, it produces the opposite effect among those who lack understanding. For, he says, if everyone speaks in tongues and non-believers or uneducated people enter, they will claim that you are insane. Indeed, even the apostles were suspected of being drunk. These men, it states, are filled with new wine. But it's not a flaw of the sign, but of their lack of skill. Thus he added, unlearned and unbelievers, to indicate that this idea stems from their ignorance and lack of faith. As I previously stated, his aim is to categorize that gift not among things that are depreciated, but among those that don't yield substantial benefits. This is with the intention to humble them and necessitate the seeking of an interpreter. As the majority did not focus on this and instead used it for showing off and competition, he particularly discourages this, implying they damage their reputation by seeming insane. And this is predominantly what Paul frequently endeavors to prove when he wishes to steer people away from anything. He demonstrates that the individual suffers damage in respect to those very things they desire.